Our order of service for this morning can be found on page 278 in the front of your hymnal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Eugene Dreese was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." You may be seated as we sing the entrance hymn number 770, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Our service continues on page 278 with the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Jean and to all your servants, who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The psalm reading for today comes from Psalm 31, selected verses. David writes, "In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock and refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake, you lead me and guide me. You take me out of the net they have hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted from grief, my soul and body also. For my life is spent with sorrow and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. Blessed be the Lord, for he has wondrously shown his steadfast love to me. When I was in a besieged city, I had said in my alarm, 'I am cut off from your sight.' But you heard the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cried to you for help. Love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly repays the one who acts in pride. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Old Testament reading comes to us from the prophet Isaiah, the 25th chapter, verses 6 through 9. "On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, 'Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle reading comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. St. Paul writes, "What then shall we say of these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, 'For your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered.' No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? Would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the hymn of the day. The hymn of the day is I'm But a Stranger Here, and that's actually number 748 in your hymnal, 748. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. To Connie and Kathy, Chris, to Kelly and Christopher, to all of your family and friends gathered here today, the family and friends of Jean Dries. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. The text that's given for your comfort today comes to us from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. I also serve Gene as his confirmation verse. Jesus says, "So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father, who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father, who is in heaven." Well, I think at first blush, that verse can be sort of scary. It's this sort of, if you do this, then I will do that sort of thing that Jesus says, right? If you acknowledge me, then I will acknowledge you. And maybe that leaves us wondering if we've done enough to acknowledge Christ, if Gene did enough to acknowledge Christ in his life. But if you widen the context out a little bit, the reason Jesus says that is he's actually trying to comfort his disciples. He's not trying to scare them. He's very desperately trying to tell them to fear not. In fact, that's what he says in the beginning of verse 31. He says, "Fear not. When you acknowledge me before men, I will acknowledge you before my Father who is in heaven." And Jesus has kept that promise to Gene. He has acknowledged him in his earthly life here. In fact, everything that Jesus did during his earthly life was to acknowledge us. It's a terrible thing to go through life unacknowledged by anybody, completely alone. And so much of what we remember with the life of Jesus Christ is to know that at least if nobody else in the world remembers us, if nobody recognizes us or acknowledges us, at the very least, Jesus Christ has acknowledged every one of us with his life. And that is more than enough. With his becoming a man, with his death on the cross, with his glorious resurrection and ascension into heaven, Jesus was saying, "I'm doing all of this for you." If you were the only person alive on planet Earth, if you were the only person who needed salvation, Jesus would have done it, all of it, for you. He would have done it all for Gene. He acknowledges Gene with his life, with his death, and with his resurrection. Jesus also acknowledged him in Gene's earthly life, here, through all of the things that Christ did for him. First, in his baptism, when Christ called Eugene Drees by name, "This one belongs to me, not to anyone else. He is mine. I claim him as mine forever." He acknowledged Gene in the Lord's Supper, feeding him with his body and his blood. He acknowledged him here in worship as he forgave his sins and spoke to him the gospel, gave him all of his good and bounteous gifts. Jesus acknowledged Gene Drees each and every day. And Gene also acknowledged his Savior. He acknowledged him in confirmation, in that verse from Matthew chapter 10, in the confession that he made at the altar every time he came up here to receive the Lord's Supper, as he declared before the whole world, "Jesus Christ is my Lord." I think sometimes we think this verse means that if we're going to acknowledge Christ, we have to be some kind of big, far-reaching missionary going to the ends of the earth. And while there are some who are certainly called to do that, and that is a great occupation, the vast majority of us, if we think about it and know who had the greatest impact on our lives for the sake of Christ, it's probably not some really well-known person. It's not some great missionary who lived overseas. It's our parents, maybe a Sunday school teacher, a friend, a neighbor, someone who took the time to acknowledge us. And so Gene, in his service to his family, being a husband, a father, a grandfather, he was acknowledging Christ simply by living the life that he lived, by being the person that Christ had called him to be, by loving and caring for the people that were in his midst. It, of course, went beyond his family. It went to his nation in his military service. It went to his community through the different organizations to which he belonged, the Lions Club and the American Legion, his service here at Trinity, the various offices that he held. He acknowledged Christ as he got up early on Wednesday mornings and came to men's Bible breakfast. It's a simple thing to do, but it's a way to tell the world that Jesus Christ is my Lord. And so now, Christ acknowledges Gene in heaven before his Father. Christ has called Gene out of this world and into his heavenly presence, and there he introduces Gene to his heavenly Father. He says, "Look, Father, here is another one of mine, and they now belong to you too." And Jesus will continue to acknowledge Gene each and every day. He will acknowledge him on the last day in the resurrection of the dead. In a few moments, we'll leave here, we'll go to the cemetery, and we'll commit Gene's body to the ground. And we do that in sure confidence and in hope that one day Jesus Christ will return and he will again acknowledge all of those whom he has called by name. And Gene, and all of those who have gone before us, and those who go after us, and ourselves included, we will rise, and we will live with the Lord forever. And so it's important for us to know that now, right now, Gene is in God's hands. There was a reading from the portals of prayer that brought him special comfort that was based on Psalm 31 that we read a few moments ago, and so I want to end by reading that for you. Since we are safe and secure in God's hands, we can pray with absolute confidence and trust at the end of each day, as well as at the end of our life. The prayer from Psalm 31:5 that Jesus prayed on the cross. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Because of what Christ accomplished on the cross, we know by faith that the rest of Psalm 31:5 applies to us also. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Therefore, we belong to Christ in time and for eternity. So, be strong. And let your heart take courage. You are in good hands. You are in God's hands. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Gene and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks for Gene and for all the blessings bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We continue on page 281 with the Song of Simeon. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with a certain hope of the resurrection to life everlasting and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace in the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Following our final hymn, we'll go over to the cemetery for the time of the committal, and following the committal, we'd like to invite everyone here back over to the Activity Center for a luncheon hosted by Gene's family. We continue with our closing hymn, number 801, How Great Thou Art.